Hi, this is Michael Palermo, and in this special episode of Developing for Windows 8 in Half the Time, I'm inviting Rob Pavesa, a program manager with the Visual Studio team. He's going to share some tips and features in Visual Studio 2013 with us. So thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Rob Pavesa. Hello.
Hey, Michael. It's great to be here. Very excited to share some tips and get plugging away with some cool JavaScript debugging.
I am more excited than you. Let's get started right now.
All right.
So, Rob, it looks like we're staring at your screen, so why don't you kick us off with what some of your favorite features are?
Sure. Well, the first feature I want to talk about has absolutely nothing to do with IE or Visual Studio or anything like that. It's just that I like to work side by side with my screen, so I'm going to use arrow snap here. So I've hit Windows key plus left arrow and Windows key plus right arrow, and that gets me side by side, and everything is good.
So very nice.
So now that I've got this going, I've set up some scripts, and I've noticed that when I click on my header, that I'm animating my header, and that doesn't seem to be working right. So I'm trying to figure out why that is, and it turns out I'm going to use the DOM Explorer to do that. So I'm going to go ahead and select my element, and just like I expect, you know, it shows up and everything. And I'm going to look at this new events tab that we've added, and so I can see that I've got this this line. It's jQuery handle. And so I can use that. It brings me exactly to where my click handler is. And so, you know, the events tab is new in IE 11.
That's nasty.
Yeah. Now we've dropped off in jQuery, which is minified. So I can hit this this quick button here to pretty print. And
Whoa. What did you just do?
Well, I clicked this button here, right here in the top of the debugger window.
That's awesome.
Control-Shift-P.
Wow.
And
that's a cool feature. Just took a minified file and made it pretty.
Yep. Now, it doesn't rename your variables or anything like that. It still is ugly in that way.
even still.
Yep. But even here, you know, it'll say jQuery.min.js, line 5, but that'll take us to exactly where the right thing is. So if I set a breakpoint here on this next line, sure enough, it gets hit. So that's great.
Cool.
So we've talked through a couple things. One thing that a couple of folks have asked me is, you know, you've got this console, and that's great, but I want to use my console from inside of DOM Explorer or the debugger tab.
People don't like switching back and forth all the time?
Right. Well, it turns out you don't have to. There's a little button here. Control apostrophe will do it, or you just, I clicked the wrong button. There it is. It shows up on every tab. You got it on the debugger. You got it on the network tool. You got it on...
Nice.
Incidentally, you don't have a second console on the console window.
But that makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of does. So I'm going to go back in here, look at my code. And so I've got these different animations going on. And, you know, I kind of want to get a sense for how much time is elapsing. You know, I know I said here in my code that I wanted 1500 milliseconds per animation. I want to make sure that that's working right. And now that I've got my console up, you know, it occurs to me that it'd be great to be able to do a console.log message here, but I can't edit the code. Well, I mean, I can, I just don't want to refresh.
Exactly.
Because I've already been running. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to right click here instead of left clicking, which would insert a breakpoint. I'm going to right click here and hit insert trace points. So I can put any JavaScript expression I want to here. So I'm going to say animating in colon apostrophe to close my string plus new date. I'm going to do one here as well, insert trace point.
So it's not going to stop at the trace point. Is that correct?
That's right. What will happen is that expression will just get run, and it'll be sent out to the console. So I'm going to start my animation again. And you can see, as it's going in, that those expressions are getting evaluated.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and that's a much faster debugging experience.
Yeah. So I don't have to stop and think about what I'm doing again.
Cool.
So now I've got all of these things tied together. I want to make sure that my performance is good. So I'm going to go ahead and disable those breakpoints. And switch over to UI responsiveness tab. So this is one of the new features that the team has worked on a lot, and it's I think it's super cool. Why don't I get rid of this this DOM selection here? And really, you just kind of have to see it to understand it. So I'm going to go ahead and start a profiling session. That's going to stop debugging for me automatically. I'll click my animation and have it go again. And there's the alert. And I'm going to stop profiling. So I'm going to go ahead and expand this just so we can see things better.
Whoa.
So you can see that I wasn't doing anything for a while, so no new frames were being rendered. And then as soon as I hit click over here, here's my DOM event, then things got... things started to get crazy. You know, you see all the script happening, you see the 60 FPS, you see a couple dips here, right here at the end maybe. Well, that's just a, you know, looks like there's not really a whole lot going on except maybe because of my alert box. So even though there's this big timeout for scripting, which you can see as a result of this particular coloration, there's not really a lot I can do about that. But as you select, you can see how all of these things get kind of drilled down. You see the timer comes back from an interval, which causes a style calculation to be set, which causes a layout, which causes a paint. Then another timer interval, which is, you know, just your typical animation, just like you'd expect to see.
Wow, that's fantastic data.
Yeah. So this tool is available not just as part of IE's F12 tools, but also in Visual Studio. And I think one of the cool additions about it in Visual Studio is that you also get the capability to save these sessions. So if all of a sudden you start having a performance degradation, you can compare it to historical UI responsiveness.
Awesome.
So with that, I'm going to close out and switch back over here to my original VS project. So I'm debugging in VS, and I've got my same project working, and so I can show that things are going the same way. So I've hit the debugger keyword here, which is kind of intentional. But like is so often the case with AJAX or with any kind of async call, you know, you've got your callback set up, and you might set a breakpoint inside of your callback. But that callback might be being called from a bunch of different things. You know, you might be getting web service data, you might be getting a web socket or something to that effect. So, you know, it's very often useful to be able to understand, you know, why I got here. And the call stack is really not that helpful.
Especially with this async stuff.
Right. Right. Async kind of blows away the call stack.
Right.
So what we've done in Visual Studio is added this capability to do async debugging. And so we've added it by default for Windows Store apps, as well as ASP.NET projects. So I'm going to switch out a couple of things. I want to use non-minify jQuery just for this sample, just because it's easier to get around. Minify jQuery would work too. But I've also got this patch that I've written. I've got a blog post coming out about this patch, and all it does is just kind of monkey patches jQuery. And so what I've done, I'll relaunch the app, and everything should just light up. So we'll get redirected to our home index page. As it loads, I can click on that, and it'll bring me back to Visual Studio once the animation's complete. And you can see that now I've got all of this extra contextual information. So you can see when I first spun up this call here, function animate, which is hero.unit.animate. So that's the animation out to, because you can see width 0, capacity is 0. And then if I scan through, I can find my next line, which is my code, which is this guy right here, animate in. And then I have another async call, and that's the callback again. And I have another one, which is all animations done, which is $.get, which leads me back to here, to exactly where I am right now, which is this AJAX done.
Wow. Now let me ask you this real quick. Did you say that this would be a default behavior for Windows Store apps?
Yeah, so all Windows Store apps, basically all of our Windows Runtime API has been set up to support this feature.
Nice.
You get it also with some particular APIs, set timeout, and XML HTTP request provide some base level of support. But if you really want to start getting some detailed information like this, you can do so. And actually, that's one of the other cool things that I want to demo. One of the windows here, if I go to Debug, Windows, Tasks, that will pop up is that I've got this historical set of asynchronous tasks that got spun up.
Wow.
So as I showed before, I've got this this initial call to animate. Well, I can see that not only was I animating, but I can get exactly what I animated. I can that here's the selector is .hero-unit, and here's my JSON representation of my object, which is width 0, opacity 0. And if I hover over this animate, I can see that part of the async call stack. So I can take myself right back to where that was originally, just like I would here in the call stack window.
Wow.
So this is a very handy tool, new to Visual Studio 2013.
Rob, thank you very much for sharing those tips. Those were really cool. I'm looking forward to using those myself.
For sure, yeah. I don't know. I've always thought that, you know, debugging is a core part about, you know, understanding how to develop apps, especially in JavaScript, where, you know, we have this idea in our head about how to, you know, how to do something, and the language is just so accessible that it's really easy to just get in, make sure that it works, or if it doesn't work, we can just figure out why. And so I think tooling is a big part of how we can get there and make it easier and faster to develop apps.
Well, you certainly demonstrated that for us. I'm sure everyone's going to appreciate that. We're going to look forward to that blog post that you're going to be doing. And we thank you for being on the show today. And look forward for more episodes here in Developing from Windows in Half the Time. We're going to be discussing how we can develop some features that you'll want to debug later.
Cool. I'll look forward to that, Michael.